This is 88.9 FM. I'm Jill Roberts. State fire crews continue to mop up 10 brush fires throughout the state. Treasure Coast counties are under burn bans due to dry conditions. Drought is measured on a scale of 0 to 800, with 400 being the point at which conditions are first considered dry. The index for our area is near 600 in Brevard, Indian River, and Okeechobee counties. It tops 550 in St. Lucie County, is near 450 in Martin County, and under 400 in Palm Beach County. Derek Fox is division chief and fire marshal with the St. Lucie Fire District. He says despite our recent rains, conditions remain dry.
Until we see sustained accumulation of rain, a passing shower is just not going to do us any good at this point. It's just too dry out there. Conditions will remain the same and the burn ban will stay in effect. We evaluate that with forestry on a weekly basis, sometimes a daily basis, and it's pretty much remained constant. And like I said, until we see some rain, it's going to remain in place.
That burn ban Fox mentioned? No, it doesn't include your barbecue grill, although you do need to use extra care. It does, however, mean no fire pit.
Well, we definitely will discourage anyone in the public from doing any open burning around their homes. Of course, a lot of our residents have the fire pits in their backyards, on their back porch. We would discourage any use of that during the present conditions that we're going through now. You'd be surprised how far a burning ember would travel in the wind that we're having like today.
Fox says there are some things you can do to keep your home safe.
You want to clear back the dead brush from around your house, any overhanging limbs that may be over your roof. I would go ahead and trim those back. And just be vigilant to what your surroundings are. Even something as simple as the catalytic converter underneath your car, parking that in a high brush, it operates at such a high temperature, it could easily set the grass on fire underneath your car. So just be mindful of your surroundings and be careful with any open flame.
It's a good idea to clean any debris out of the gutters of your home. Also, pine needles and leaves need to be removed from your roof. And be careful of putting mulch near your home. It can be flammable as well. Don't stack firewood near your house, and don't throw cigarettes into the grass either. If you see smoke, contact authorities.
If you see smoke in a brush or you see a fire starting in a brush, please pick up the phone and call 911 as soon as you see that. We'd rather be safe than sorry, so we don't mind coming out checking.
With the last day of school quickly approaching, a summer fire may seem like a harmless activity for kids, but Fox says to wait for the rainy season. Numerous fires have kept crews busy so far this year, and Fox reminds us that arson is serious, and so are the penalties.
Absolutely. And this office will actively go after anyone that we find is committing arson or setting brush fires intentionally. It's a very dangerous thing. Yes, it's the brush now, but it could be the residents next to the brush also included if it gets out of hand.
We'll provide links so you can find out more about where to report an arson fire, fire safety precautions, and the drought index on our website, wqcs.org. I'm Jill Roberts, 88.9 FM.